Radio Moments, David Lloyd.
It's 14 years this week since this station arrived.
This is the home of new black music. Also coming up, we're going to be talking to some of the daytime crew from One Extra as well, and also One Extra history. We didn't just bang this together. Find out how we got to this point. The history is of One Extra is coming up a bit later on as well.
Enough of that. We want some more dubplates.
You want another one?
More.
You heard of that crew called Demlock?
Yeah.
What's going to make this station unique are the people running it and the people working for it. They're all 100% dedicated to music. They're lovers of the music.
I love you.
I think we'll be major players in the field of black music in the UK, if not the player in the field.
The arrival of One Extra from the BBC this week in 2002, codenamed Network Y. This week is a famous one in radio history, for on the 14th of August 1967, the pirate radio stations which had changed the face of British radio were largely silenced by the new law.
During the past 3 years, the pace and interest in radio has more than trebled, and the sales of radios have quadrupled. Offshore has been directly responsible.
So although I've only been associated with Radio London for something like 2 weeks, I feel as sad as everybody else that it's coming off the air. It's been a part of an era that has proved something in broadcasting, especially in this, the United Kingdom.
Thank you very much, Tommy. And indeed, many of the people who will be sad to lose Radio London are the people who have been able to sell their products over our station.
One station famously continued, and that was Caroline. Johnny Walker flew the flag.
They stand on the deck waving to the millions of people who line the channel. This time the tears flooding from their eyes are tears of happiness. The insurmountable odds have been surmounted. They reunite with their families, with their friends, with their loved ones. We are near the end of our story. London skyline has a new landmark pointed toward the heavens. Caroline's aerial. At last, beaming out its love and music to a free and peaceful nation. We have overcome. The battle is over. Free radio becomes a way of life, but never taken for granted. For no man will ever forget Monday, August the 14th, 1967.
Caroline continues this week in 1967. But it was never to be quite the same. The ship had to be served from overseas, which brought its problems. Roger Day.
Well, of course, we didn't get the daily tender. You know, we used to get two tenders a week, and supplies used to run low very quickly. We didn't get fresh milk for a start. We had to drink the long life milk, which is appalling stuff. Let's try it, you know. We just missed the contact because we didn't see many. Whereas on the tender, there's always people coming out to see how we were, lots of mail coming out. The mail still came, but it was delayed.
Roger Day remembering this week in 1967. Radio 1 was set to replace the pirate stations, borrowing many of their presenters and their jingles too. And Radio 1 had some great jingles over the years, didn't they? Until this week, 4 years ago.
Radio 2 has just had a brand new package done, and they're fabulous, and they were done in this country. A lot of stations don't use jingles at all, but I really think they're making a slight mistake here. I might be wrong. I think the singing jingles are just fantastic. They just give that station that fresh sound. You get a message across. It's called branding.
The end of traditional jingles on Radio 1, so they said anyway, this week in 2012. 1977 now, and a dramatic announcement on radio stations worldwide.
We've just had reports confirming the death of Elvis Presley, who died in Memphis at the age of 42. He was rushed to a hospital in Memphis with respiratory trouble. He died of heart failure. We have no further news on this. As soon as we get details, naturally, we'll give them to you. And Tony Prince will be talking in just a moment, but we'll carry on with the rest of the news now. National Front Leader...
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tony Prince. 15 minutes ago, I walked into the studio here in Luxembourg, and Mark Wesley imported the news on me that the Daily Mirror had confirmed to him that Elvis Presley has died in the United States of America. Well, maybe you know, maybe you don't know, that this radio station was the first radio station in Europe to ever feature the man and his music. Maybe you also know that I am probably one of his biggest fans in the world. I met him twice. I've interviewed him twice. I've introduced him on stage in Las Vegas at the Hilton Hotel. And I've just had a little cry downstairs because it's like losing a father to me, a son, It's really deep down inside, and I know many of you will be feeling the same way.
The death of Elvis, as reported on Radio Luxembourg. 26 years ago, Radio 2 at last said farewell to its medium wave frequencies, continuing just on DAB and FM.
Radio 2.
Hello there. This is Jimmy Young on Radio 2 Medium Wave. And if you're wondering where all your regular Radio 2 programs have got to, well, they're all now over on the FM wave band, where, of course, it's business as usual. Now, from August the 27th, this medium wave frequency is where you'll find your new station for sport and education. That's Radio 5. However, if you want to hear your Radio 2 favourites, then join us now by switching to the FM wave band. You'll find that we're the first station on the dial. We're between 88 and 91 FM.
Farewell to Radio 2 medium wave. One famous programme on Radio 2 was this long-running comedy series, The Clitheroe Kid. This week in 72, we heard the last episode.
Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Licked by a Stump.
I remember hearing that sick tune, Family Lunches, Brussels Sprout Smell and the Clitheroe Kid. It ended on Radio 2 this week in 1972. After 15 years, the actor who played Jimmy Clitheroe was 50 by the end.
Now, if you'll excuse me...
So with National Transcommunications pulling the plug on Manchester's Sunset Radio 23 years ago...
Shout out to Phil Bradshaw and his coaches, what takes us to sequins every Saturday night.
The death of the second ever chart presenter, Alan Dell, 21 years ago.
We, over here, have produced our own indigenous rock and roll.
And Hull's first radio station, 6KH, coming on air 92 years ago.
He made really, I think, quite an impression. He got a lot of talented amateurs, let's call them that, round him.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.